No, there's a big difference. I don't know.
There's a big difference between
Star Wars and Star Trek. And with J.J. Abrams piling on the special effects now, I would say that there is a resurgence of Star Trek in a big movie frame that supersedes Star Wars. So on every level. Now, look at that. I've just discovered something. Not only was the television show more humane and dealt with more human principles and things like that than Star Wars, but now Star Trek has got even more special effects than Star Wars. So Star Wars has nothing to stand on. Princess Leia, as beautiful as she was, and as wonderful an actress as she is, can't compare to the marvelous heroines we had on.
Okay. So, but you've heard this whole thing with William Shatner and how he's created this Star Trek versus Star Wars. If he was sitting here right now instead of me, what would you say in lieu of this whole challenge that he's put up against Star Trek versus Star Wars?
They're not in the same league. I mean, they have the word star in the title.
True.
And there's a space travel, right? Where do they go to? I don't really... Klingon?
Larnarn.
It just sounds like a laundry detergent. They don't have... All the stuff we had was... You'd never seen it before. Now, show me a special effect. Maybe they're just their effects. They're not called special effects.
Or affects in the case of him.
Yeah, in the case of just him. And also, they've been syndicated. And... To be syndicated is actually physically painful. Now he's saying we're all naked in the show because they can draw bathing suits. Really? I don't think so. I had the metal bikini. By the way, Bill has borrowed it.
Space, a final frontier.
Right now, we've got a group of musicians who are riding the crest of the new wave rock music with their latest album called Freedom of Choice. Would you greet Devo? Right now, the latest trend to evolve out of the streets of New York, where a breakdancing came for, is something called rappin'. And they say that rapping does for talking what breakdancing did for dancing. And with us today is a young man who has become legendary out here in Los Angeles for his smooth style of rapping. Currently, he's featured in the new motion picture, Rappin', and today he's going to show us what rapping is all about with his new song titled Colder Than Ever. Would you welcome to our show, Ice-T. Ice-T!
Beep, beep, beep.
I like that. I love stuff like that. That reminds me of, like, Anthony Braxton or something. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Monday, and it's afternoon tea at the aquarium, and no sound. We're not there yet. I'm Doc Normal, and I'm here with...
Robin Belize.
Oh, right.
Hi.
Hello.
Everybody.
That was a nice ending. What was that?
Oh, that was Foles' song called Cassius.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I like the ending there. I didn't want to cut in. I was like enjoying the horns.
Yeah, the beeping and the bopping.
Yeah, I love that. We love that. Yeah. What else were we listening to?
So from the top, we were listening to a remix of Sissy Nobby, then Space A, Spitz, Ezra Furman and the Harpoons, Phoenix, and then ending with Fold.
All right. And at the top, we had ripped straight from the headlines. The breaking news headlines. You've read about it. You've heard about it. Yes, it was William Shatner talking, making disparaging marks about Star Wars, and Carrie Fisher having a retort on YouTube.
Right, but she didn't sound any better this time.
Okay, I just have to say, if you go, and I think that video is pretty old. That wasn't even from last year. That was from fall of 2011. Check me on that. It was either last fall or the fall before. And it's funny because, you know, well, he brings up J.J. Abrams. But Carrie Fisher in that video, I have to say, she doesn't look very healthy.
Yeah.
She's always... I mean, after Star Wars and...
Life has not been kind to her.
Yeah. Well, she looks really thin.
Mm.
Which she hasn't, you know, in middle age, which, you know, like unhealthy thin. But anyway, so I don't know what's up with that. I have no idea.
Should we send her a care package?
Yes, we should. We should send her a care package.
We can send her, like, freeze-dried vegan sushi.
We can send her the box set of Star Trek movies.
and soup.
Which I started watching again. I watched The Wrath of Khan this weekend.
The Wrath of Khan.
Oh,
I can't do it.
It's so good. It's so good.
Everything goes back to Star Trek.
I have
for
to
you.
Go. I know.
It's
I,
like your homing beacon.
Well, the big news was Star Trek director, Into Darkness director, J.J. Abrams. The big news that broke this week, he is choosing the lead actor for his biopic about Lance Armstrong. Big news.
It seems kind of big or small. Or at least reduced by one.
I just can't wait to see the lens flare coming off those bicycles.
Ooh.
Anyway.
I don't know how he's going to spice it up. It's going to be awkward, I think.
Anyway. So we did a huge Star Trek nerdy thing last week because we had Polly here and trivia, which she looked great in her Star Trek uniform. I didn't make it, but I saw her Facebook post. And then, like, a day or so later, it was revealed that J.J.'s going to direct the new Star Wars Episode 7. So, and I immediately started tweeting things like, in the new Star Wars Episode 7, J.J. Abrams reveals that the Millennium Falcon is actually made from the derelict saucer section of the USS Reliant.
So what do you think?
Only a few Star Trek people got that.
Yeah, I don't... what is this? I don't even.
Yeah, you have to watch The Wrath of Khan.
I guess so. Okay. Or any of these things. It's all right.
All right. So we promised.
We promised?
That would be enough about Star Trek and Star Wars.
Well, I think you promised to me.
I promised to you.
I promised to you.
Have I reneged on that?
I won't tell you any more about Star Trek until you've seen the show.
Exactly. But after that. After the little mashup that I quickly put together, I found the mother load of television.
Yeah, he got really excited about it.
Oh. So when I was like a kid, there was these things on there were like three stations on television.
There were four when I was a kid.
All right. Well, maybe there was four. There might have been
No. I'm just saying that when I was a kid, there was four. So
yeah.
We advanced.
Well, you got into that last week.
Yeah.
You were living in the backwaters of Tatooine or something when you were growing up.
Just about.
You were Luke Skywalker.
Just picture a swamp.
Hey, I know Luke Skywalker. I don't know.
Yes, and then I came to Portland and I met Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh,
but
brother.
She's not my sister.
No.
I'm sorry. Did I knock you off?
I'm trying to pull out. Pull up, Luke. I'm trying to pull out of the
I'm pulling up. I'm pulling
Star
up.
Star Wars, Star Trek thing, and I started thinking of a mashup at the end of Chinatown. And anyway, okay. So
it's not a mashup until Sailor Moon is involved, and then I care.
Just remind me to Google Chinatown Star Wars and I'm gonna see if there's actually something there.
Okay, I hope
you have
so.
Probably never seen Chinatown.
No.
Okay.
What are these
great
moving
movies.
Pictures?
Great movie. Yeah, great movie. Okay, so classic. So I found classic television from the 70s, The Merv Griffin Show, which featured all kinds of people. Like Devo. And it was like this clash of culture. So I played Devo's appearance on Merv Griffin. And a few people I know who on Facebook who may be like kind of in my age range-ish or something were like, I remember this. I remember Devo on Merv Griffin. So imagine like an old gray-haired guy from like the 1940s, you know, talk show with his Las Vegas friends like Zsa Zsa Gabor and Charles Nelson Reilly and all these different kind of classic old people, and then Devo. The Sex Pistols.
Wait, the Sex Pistols?
Jimi Hendrix. No, I don't think – yeah, I don't know that the Sex Pistols were on
I don't
Merv.
Think that they were standing up at that time.
But I went down this rabbit hole, right? So Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, which I have a clip that I am going to play later, a beautiful Frank Zappa performance of Black Napkins on the Mike Douglas Show with the Mike Douglas Big Band.
I think they had to fade him out, actually.
Yeah. I mean, this is another Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dick Cavett. There's an awesome, if you just Google Jimi Hendrix, there's awesome like appearances of Jimi Hendrix on Dick Cavett, Andy Warhol. I mean, just right in that period. I mean, forget Mad Men. You don't need to watch Mad Men. Just go Google and watch some of these videos. They're insane. And you can watch these bands like Devo on Merv Griffin.
It's anyway. Like MTV before MTV.
And I've got more stuff too. So
ooh.
This was way before MTV.
Yeah, I know.
And it was always fun because you'd see like Jimi Hendrix sitting next to like, for example, Zsa Zsa Gabor or you know, some...
Actually, that would be really awesome. Let's just let that...
Or Charo.
Oh, my God.
Gucci.
That would be... I'm just letting that image...
Or Liberace.
I should know the three of them. Charo, Liberace, and Jimi Hendrix, all on stage together.
Yeah.
This needs to somehow get mushed.
Sounds like a joke about heaven or something.
It does. But I don't know. Whatever the punchline is... if we have listeners at home or in wherever
or
they are, yes. Whoever's listening to this, can you please write a punchline to that?
All right. So anyway, so I've got some clips from that. Lots of fun and
no fun.
Hopefully, I'll post a couple links. I think I posted one or two links. But big news that you wanted to talk about,
yes,
was
Legos.
Legos.
Yay, Legos! I love Legos.
Legos
I forgot what the news was. I got excited for all of a sudden.
I believe it's today. Legos are 55 years old, or the Lego brick is 55 years old today.
That's a pretty old patent.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually had a drawing of the patent online.
Yeah, you can actually find it on Google Docs. I printed it out some time ago because the patent is actually open now.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Because they're, well, at least in the U.S., after a patent has been around... something like it expired into the public domain, but I don't think that that's going to hurt Lego sales. Well, I have wanted to 3D print a Lego.
Ooh, but it seems like you'd get in trouble. I mean, that just seems.
I throw caution to the wind, man.
Considering what's going on in
with
the
Mega
world
Blocks
and everything else, I mean, it just seems like you just absolutely can't do that.
Oh, pshaw! I'm a punk.
I mean, you know. Don't you dare unlock your iPhone now.
Oh, I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Yes.
Yes.
Fines. Maybe jail time. Who knows?
Well, okay. According to that thing, which I didn't get to actually read the law, but according to that thing, I'm
it's
technically...
It's a DMCA.
Yes, but I'm technically exempt because I did ask ask AT&T if they could unlock me, and they said no.
No, I
because
don't...
Because I bought my phone at an Apple authorized store instead of the Apple store. And so because of that, I couldn't get my phone unlocked.
So the DMCA, one of those pieces of incredibly smart and well thought out and
vapid,
forward thinking pieces of legislation.
Forward.
Insert fart noise here. Yes. Has the whole copyright piece to it. And so our 86-year-old Librarian of Congress, and I can't remember his name, I can pull it up, decided...
Doofy McDoofwad.
Yeah, exactly. Decided that unlocking your iPhone violates the copyright in the DMCA. because of the firmware or some crap.
Right, except that doesn't make any sense. Well, it does. It makes sense if you consider that there's a lot of lobbyists out there. But even if you do unlock your phone.
Yeah, it's a carrier lobby.
Yeah, there is a carrier lobby. At the same time, even if you do unlock your phone, your only choice is really T-Mobile or Cricket, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like which monopoly is worse?
Yeah. Well, so my problem with it is that
No, I'm just saying it's terrible all around. Like, it was bad before, and now it's just
It's ridiculous. Now you just don't own that piece of hardware,
right? And I think that.
So I think you should go back to the AT&T store with your old iPhone that's over 2 years old and out of contract and say, buy this back, guys.
Yeah, because...
Do it now. Because I don't own it. I can't do anything I want with it. You have to buy it back from me.
So then here's the question.
Please, class action lawsuit, someone out there, please.
There's some lawyer that stands to make a lot of money
please.
With this. This class action lawsuit that doesn't exist yet. So I thought that there was like a whole purchase ownership, like there were laws around purchase and ownership.
So did I.
So I'm wondering if this doesn't actually violate some other laws.
Well, what we find in the United States is with copyright law, copyright law becomes more and more draconian, where you don't actually own the content. Like, you purchased it with money. You actually bought that. So in no time. Owning the intellectual property or some. So in the past, back in the old days.
Well, things didn't have as much intellectual property in the old days attached to them.
Yeah.
I mean, were there patents on shovels?
I don't know. Maybe. Sure. I mean, there are patents on all sorts of things. Patents were around for years.
Right. But patents at the beginning.
I have a problem that when you pay for something and you own it, you don't really own it.
Right.
That's not capitalism, and that's not America. Period. That is not.
Oh, I was just going to say boo capitalism. Although
that's
not
private property. No, it doesn't.
Right. But we're not even in a capitalist state. We're in this weird corporatist state where even the modicum of capitalism that we see, as you're pointing out, is not even held. I don't know. I'm sure that Karl Marx would like.
I don't know.
Poop a brick right now.
No, I don't know what he would do.
No, he would poop a brick at this because it makes no sense.
That almost seems like a good segue into
Karl Marx pooping a brick.
No, what I queued up that I was showing you earlier.
Well, this should I expand the segue?
No,
I'm gonna ride the segue. Karl Marx pooping a brick. Karl Marx pooping a brick. Poop poop.
What
poop
we should do is break with this. And we'll get reset because now we're angry. and then we'll come back and talk about some more stuff. How about that?
That works.
In the news, speaking of Karl Marx, there was some little news about this little country called North Korea. And, you know.
You mean the People's Democratic Republic of Korea?
Is DRPK.
DRPK. Wait, Democratic whatever. Republic. Wait,
and no. You know what I didn't do? I didn't get my shortwave tapes of them.
Oh, poo.
Yeah, I have great shortwave tapes of Radio Pyongyang. Anyway, I can never say that. Anyway, so North Korea, speaking of capitalism, they have a real nice product called nuclear weapons, and they would like you to know all about it. So speaking of Karl Marx, one of the few remaining full-on communist countries that has a nice little commercial product called nuclear weapons, and they would like to demonstrate and show you how wonderful that product is. So here's from their own
play that clip, man.
Propaganda. Enjoy.
Our dear leader, Kim Jong-il, says the weapons of mass destruction you requested are ready for you to take.
I am still in the process of recruiting and training your terrorists for the attack. We take weapons later.
He asked what part of the deal you did not understand. He says perhaps his translator did not make it clear to you. He says he should fire his translator?
Do you have any idea how fucking busy I am? I cannot believe that I actually have a Chechen standing here telling me when he's gonna take a delivery. Hello?
Perhaps we can be ready sooner.
Yes, perhaps you can. Now take your weapons of mass destruction and get the fuck out of here!
Oppong Kim Jong style. Kim Jong style. K-pop Kim Jong style. Kim Jong style. Walk, 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 walk. Walking Kim Jong style. Let's chill for a while. Back to work!
Hey, check out our name.
Fire, fire, shoot, fire, fire.
Wiping out hostile.
Hey, nobody's lazy.
Work, work, sleep, then work. Torture.
I think you thought almost done, but just like Friends or Seinfeld, it is only a rerun, because I'm just like my father and his father, Kim Il-sung, except they call me Kim Jong-un, number one. I got awesome hair, my daddy willed it to me, because I'm his awesome heir. You should come to North Korea, because we have awesome air. In fact, it's the only thing we have to eat, because food is scarce. Check in on Four Squad.
I'm like the Beatles, I make the
dancing single file. Make sure and smile. Throw them on the pile. Without trial. Kim Jong style.
Is that us? Was that the cue?
That's totally... I think that was the cue. Did you miss the cue? Because there's
no.
The cue.
No. We didn't miss it at all. We were busy.
We were watching Vine. Okay? I'm going to be straight
kids.
Up. We were watching babies, like, run around.
Kitties.
And kitties. And actually, the fireworks. That was nice.
You like the fireworks?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. So, forget the show. Forget... preparing.
Yeah, screw you guys.
I have Vine now, which means I can make 6-second videos, which I've made like 3 of them here today. We just made another one.
It was funny. I saw this guy who, well, that's not very descriptive. I think his name is Chris something or another at the Open Hardware Summit. And the first Vine I saw was his, where he posted some of his weird glitchy stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
He had... you know, Mario glitching and dancing around.
So, yeah.
That's not very descriptive, but that's what he does.
So I'm trying to, I don't even know what, I mean, so Vine, I think, what is it? Twitter acquired them or something? I don't know. Oh, look. Someone's actually doing Vine Peak right there. That's what I was going to do. I was going to do Vine.
Meta-Vines?
Watching Vine. Yeah, Meta Vine.
You might as well have me get Vine so that way I can film you filming Vine.
Exactly.
Can I have a Vine train?
Exactly.
A Vine of Vines?
So it's like this mobile app. It's called the Instagram of video.
It's more like GIFs. It's like animated GIFs.
Right.
To the next level.
6 seconds. It's easy to use. You just load it up and you put your finger on the picture and you lift it. put it on, lift it off to make your thing.
Three more seconds than three frames. Do you know what three frames are?
Three frames are
three frames. Dot three frame dot es.
Dot
three
es.
Three frame.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's it's this website where you make three frame animated GIFs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this seems like the extension to that.
Yeah, I think.
Is this popular on Tumblr?
Yeah.
It feels so Tumblr-y, but yeah. Except for like there's only like Andy Bayo.
Right.
Bayo.
Well, no, there's yeah, and, there's like, different dogs. People. Like I
searched, and lots of babies.
I searched through my Twitter stream and found like the regular cast of, you know, Uber nerds.
Yeah, because that's the only people that are making stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Code Scouts because then...
I think there's a lot... Actually, there's a lot of people doing this. So I have always been skeptical about the Instagram video thing. Instagram
has videos?
Interesting. No. Instagram took off and for various reasons. And then everyone's always been like, well, how do you share video? How do you do it socially? How do you make something like that's like the popularity of Instagram on video? And I've always been like, well, you know, video's a long form. Video tells a story. And
I'm listening to you say this as I'm watching a Vine where people are pouring sodas.
Yes.
I'm not sure
this
that
is the
this
cycle
is,
of life.
Right. I'm hoping this becomes an artistic medium, but I don't think it will.
So if you want to get a sense of Vine without installing it or doing anything with Vine or even having an iPhone, just go up to vinepeak.com. Just VinePeek.
That's our fake sponsor of the day, VinePeek.com.
Where you ask for my name. And
get 50% off your next Vine.
These guys hacked this together, I guess, like last Friday or something at one of the hackathons. I don't know if they're out of New York or one of the
things where they put together stuff and read the Cocoa Docs like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's really all you have to do.
So they just tapped into the Vine feed and they just show this constant, as if you were looking at the Twitter stream, the constant Vine stream. And you just go to vinepeak.com. It's very simple. There's a window, and you see the user that posts it, and you see the loop, the 6 seconds. The Vine app itself is like Twitter or Instagram. You follow people. You see their Vines and their 6 second loops, and you comment and like and all that sort of thing.
It feels like Sesame Street on crack.
But VinePeak is kind of interesting because you just get this window of the world of like this.
Of people's
six,
really mundane
six
worlds.
Seconds
Although,
of
actually,
stuff.
There was a band and there was some fireworks.
There's bands. I've been watching this since this weekend, so I would call what I see on Vine is, yeah, there's bands and parties, food, lots of food, you know, eating and preparing food, babies, people's babies, kids and babies, cats and dogs.
A lot of dogs.
Cats and dogs. And of course the news this morning, like all the major outlets, USA Today, CNN and everything, porn on Vine. It was like, oh my God, porn, and somebody is apologizing, and Twitter, and Apple, and all this nonsense.
Have they not heard of Snapchat?
Exactly. Chat roulette.
Now, to be fair, chat roulette is only people showing their penises off.
Well, okay. So then the whole time I watched Vine, last night I was watching it, and I have not seen... Looking at Vine Peak, I have not seen a preponderance of that. Now, they may be filtering the stream, like if someone hashtags sex or some other terms with hashtags, they might be filtering that from the stream, these Vine Peak guys. That's fine. I did look up once and saw something I couldn't identify that looked like a brain, and then I realized it was someone's testicles.
Interesting.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, there you go. There you go.
I don't know if that counts as – because it brings up the whole art versus porn, because it could be art.
Right. And then this morning I was reading about all the porn that's on Vine, and I have the Vine Peak stream going, and I'm seeing cats and dogs and kids.
Somebody washing their dishes.
Someone washing their dishes. And then I was like, you know, I haven't seen – there's nothing going on here. And then – there were a couple girls examining themselves on Vine.
Ah.
Kind of a gynecological thing. Yeah. So it was like, so yeah, there's some of it. This is unfiltered. These guys who did the Vine Peak said, you know, this is, it's unfiltered. So be, you know, you're warned. But most of the stuff is pretty tame, the typical kind of Instagram thing. Now, what do I think of Vine? Because I think long form, I think video is long form, video is storytelling to me. I was skeptical. A 6-second video, I'm skeptical. I'm less skeptical now using it and seeing it, and here's why. There's a couple things that work really well on Vine. Oh, there's a dog. And someone's toilet. Follow along, vinepeak.com, if you're listening live. We could do the DVD commentary for Vine Peak, right?
I feel like my ability to pay attention, I don't need to have Vine and Peak in my life.
I know.
I already have a hard enough time paying attention. I mean, I'm too broke to pay attention.
Right. So here's what I think, and I installed it, I think, yesterday, and I did some cooking over the weekend. And I realized, because I Instagram, like, recipes, and especially now that I'm doing the vegan hack thing.
Yeah, I've seen nothing but recipes.
I know. I did hackaroni and cheese.
I liked it. It was cute.
Yeah. I took Kraft.
No, it's Kraft. Or how do you say Kraft
fine, you
without
know what?
Enunciating the, like, the C?
Right.
How do I make it into a small C?
And I took the box, and I turned it into a vegan recipe.
It was cute.
I threw out the packet, put it in my own packet, and I figured out how to make, you know, kind of something that's like mac and cheese. So I Instagram that, but it's several pictures of the process. With Vine, it's really easy to show a recipe because you're doing like the 6-second loop. You take a few clips of each process, right? It's like, okay, do this, do this, do that, do that. So for me, using Vine in the kitchen by showing off the recipes rather than writing it up and just going, do this, do that, you know, that works. So I think it's a good application of showing how you prepare food.
Or you really want to have that cooking show, the radio cooking show, and this is just the follow along.
Yeah, we could have used Vine when we cooked that New Year's Day.
You guys may have missed our New Year's, whatever the heck that was. Our radio cooking show.
I feel like for the rest of the show, we're just going to sit here on mic and watch mine. Oh, look,
no,
sushi.
That's terrible.
Sushi. Kid eating sushi. So I think that works because Instagram fails for me in that because I have to take multiple Instagram. Then I'm trying to like, can I make like a go into Diptych and stitch these photos together? Because I want to tell a story rather than telling you the recipe or whatever. I want to show you how it's done. I mean, I'm a visual thinker. So when I see people cook, that's how I learn to cook. I watch them. I don't tell me. I'm not going to read a recipe. Just I watch someone.
Right.
Paula Deen.
Good example.
Paula Deen.
I just, when you talk about
yeah,
this, I
the
just.
Put lard in there and.
Butter.
Butter and lard.
I just feel so old when you talk about Vine for some reason because I'm not with it.
Yeah.
I don't have a Instagram. I don't even have less than a gram.
You don't have Instagram?
No.
Oh. Whew. That's crazy.
No. Instead, I prefer to like. Had Game Boy cameras. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, but that's off the beaten path there.
Okay, so two applications I see that Vine is really cool.
Okay.
One is the food thing.
Okay.
Recipes and stuff where you can do more than with Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, little stop motion things.
Things, yeah.
People do little stop motion things on Vine. It's cute. Mini producer who was here last week. Loves stop motion, so she's going to get like all crazy about the possibilities of stop motion and that. So I can imagine.
You're never going to get your phone back if that's what you're saying.
I know, right?
Does your iPoop have a camera on it?
There's various cameras and stuff.
Okay, because so. I'm just saying,
yeah,
you're never going to get your phone back.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I don't want it anyway. Nobody calls me that I care about.
Aw.
Phone. And who uses a phone?
I don't, except for today when I had
except
to call my mom.
Except for the Librarian of Congress.
That's true. The Librarian of Congress has never seen an iPhone.
All your phones are belong to us. Anyway, so yeah, go to Vine Peak. Go check out Vine. Oh, here's a little stop motion thing with the coffee cup. Oh, so yeah. So it's usually
people
go to work.
They can't see it. They're not going to be in, even if they
are.
If
they're listening live.
If they're listening live, they already missed it.
They could go to vinepeak.com. And
they're not going to see the same things that we're just describing to them.
Or they'll see something else.
They'll see butts.
Yeah. No. No, I don't know.
Ponies.
Anyway, and we haven't seen ours in the stream, so I think more and more users are on this now.
Uh-oh. By the minute.
A lot of people go to work and, like, that's their morning coffee and their desk and everything, you know.
Really? It's old enough that people have a morning routine based around it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Kitty.
Okay. We need... Squirrel!
I'm going to have to pull you away from the vine.
This was a big mistake to pull this up.
You're making me go ape here.
On the computer. Do you like it? Look, yeah, there's work. There was people.
I don't
people
know
at work,
at
their little workspace.
It seems weird.
It's kind of the stream is like an installation, right? Kind of like a little art slice of life, kind of a thing.
It's just so. I don't know. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry.
Nah. Don't worry.
Because it's too easy to just like stare at it. But I'm not. I don't feel like I'm getting any meaning out of. Out of it as a whole, like there's certain bits of it I think that are really interesting, but I think
you get meaning out of stuff these days. It's 2013. Come on,
I know
you get meaning.
Meaning. Well, you know, sometimes I like to buy it frozen at the store. Some they have it hidden, like in between the meat and the peas. So I just dig between those two things and I find some meaning, like 12 ounces.
Aren't
of meaning.
You? Wait, in 2013, don't you get meaning from like graphic novels and geek discussion boards?
Okay. All right. I'm going to make a deep, dark confession here, which is silly. Okay. I found a lot of meaning in a translated work that also became a graphic novel. And it's called Number Six, and it's because it hits on
graphic
my
novel.
Well, it was a book before that.
I mean, centuries ago, people would go to church or to a museum or something.
But
you know,
people also read
meaning
books back
about
then.
Life. Now it's a graphic novel and
no, but
flame wars on nerd chat boards about
J.J.
Abrams and lens flare.
That's just people talking to each other, and then the graphic novels, you know, that's been around forever.
I'm in a pissy mood.
Thank
God for Vine Peak.
we'll just put you in the corner with some ice. Well, actually, no, with some...
put me in a home.
No, we'll give you some Coconut Bliss and some Vine Peak, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
And a blanket, just in case you get cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give you some little footsies there. You'll be fine.
All right. Yeah, don't worry about it. I mean, Vine will be shut down by the government before you know it.
Just like
you don't
else.
Have to worry your little head about any of this.
No, you know what? Kim.com will buy Vine. That's my prediction for 2014.
Okay, so I had a list. We had a list of topics. Two of the things that weren't on the list were Kim.com.
Kim.com.
And John McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That dude.
So you mentioned Kim.com.
Yeah, because it's fun.
I went up... Yeah. Do you have a Mega? Did you go up? So Kim.com opened up mega.nz.co.whatever the URL is because it's New Zealand.
That onion.
I went up there and got my Mega account.
Okay.
Because I use Dropbox.
Okay.
And I and we got House of Sound here, and sometimes we exchange big files, like audio files or, you know, whatever. I've got files to exchange.
Right. These shows are, you know, they're 2 hours long, so that's kind of a lot.
Right. Sometimes I edit things or I exchange videos with people, stuff I do and produce, you know, it's
clients.
Not like, yeah. So I got my Mega thing and I tried it out.
How was it?
House of Sound. Couldn't download the file at all.
Oh, wow.
It was just like totally like it's that file is unavailable. And it was like, it's a MP3, big deal, you know. I basically was trying to transfer it from one computer to another. So it's like I'll upload it and then I'll go remote and download it down to this computer, which is what I sometimes do. And bam, it was like it doesn't work.
Wow. So that's like, pretty unimpressive.
Yeah. So I was all like.
I heard you had to have Chrome.
I was. Yes. They want you to use Chrome. I used Chrome.
Because they're lazy. And don't they know that Chrome is just WebKit and then you can just tell people to use Safari or Chrome?
Don't start with... Oh, my
oh
gosh.
No. See, you have to be careful. The technical jargon. Sometimes I get really like fluffernutter about it. I don't know. Yeah. Fluffernutter?
I know. From. Let's talk about browser support in WordPress based on some tweets by someone I know
my
this weekend.
Life.
Yeah. So Mega didn't work. So I have to go up. I'll have to try it again. But I was all excited because, you know, it's unlimited. And, yeah, it's encrypted. But I just was looking for, like, you know, something I could use other than Dropbox that was even faster and better.
Oh. Well, I guess Mega is not those things.
Yeah. And then, like, I don't know.
I don't know. You guys, let me tell you a secret. I actually use SCP and I use the command line.
SCP.
And I have access to a server.
Exactly.
I know. That's some technical details.
That's what I need to do is put my own server up again. Yeah, I haven't had my own server up since, like, the late 90s.
You know, having a server or having access to a server, since I'm one of three accounts, I feel like I'm actually free on the internet. You know, I own my stuff. That stuff's mine.
It's not like I can't FTP between a couple different hosts.
Right. But it's, you know, it's the feeling that that's
just lazy.
Yours. It's not proprietary
anymore.
I'm just
lazy.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. So Mega. Yeah, so
I'll
I don't know what's going
BS.
On. We'll keep on that, and I'll let you know if it works for me.
Okay,
I should go see if I can download that file. I did it a different way anyway, so I don't need it now. But I thought it would be all exciting and new and fresh and fast and slick and nah.
I'll care when I have my J-pop music MP3 site membership back again, but I think I lost that one.
Yeah,
but that's okay because I have a. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you guys about all my piracy adventures.
So,
when I was a kid, I used Mega Upload to download all my Japanese MP3s.
Do you have some?
Yeah, that's what's on this drive.
Do we have something next?
Do we have something
we
next?
We like that, yeah.
Well, I
as
can...
we're driving this show into the ground. It's a Monday. It's kind of rainy.
Yeah.
We're kind of...
I have one from my... Before I found sites that had Mega Upload, there was this kind of phenomena where people would post like three MP3s that were housed on like one of their like tripod or something before they would shut that down.
Oh,
yeah,
GeoCities.
And you'd have a hard time actually finding the link. And this was before, you know, you had like inspectors that could help you diagnose what's happening on the page, so you'd have to like hunt for the actual link, and then you'd find three of them, and you were very lucky, and that's how I found so much music. But yes,
Luke, pull up. Okay,
but I can play you a song from that.
Why don't we? That probably wasn't the soundbite we wanted.
Oh, that was good enough.
Yeah, it was a little bit... so that was... the other big news was Anonymous. I don't know. Revenge, I guess. So they hacked the sentencing guideline website on Friday. And then... I'm having a hard time understanding they downloaded files, encrypted files from the sentence from the website. I'm not sure what they're going to do with them yet. And then they went back. I don't know. Maybe this music is not the right background for this.
Oh, it's totally the right background
okay.
music. If you like irony.
Yeah, I know. That was a little too much irony. I
it
realized.
Hurts.
Yeah. So then on, I think yesterday, they rehacked the site and turned it into an Asteroids game. And
that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Just like this song.
Yeah. The problem is that they're demanding that I'm not sure exactly what they want. They want if you look at it, they're saying that they want to I don't know, the government to change their ways or do all that. That's not going to happen. None of that's going to happen at all.
I think it's a lot of wishful thinking to think that the government is
right.
actually going to do, you know, something like that. But they're just I don't know, but they're taking away all of our possible tools to fight back in a peaceful manner. I mean, are they really hoping to just squeeze everybody so tight that somebody does something stupid?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that there's not going to be any negotiation or whatever. I mean, the government's not going to negotiate with Anonymous, period. Mm-hmm. Right? Anonymous is going to hack. They're going to do whatever. I mean, it's going to be a WikiLeaks type situation. I mean, the Department of Justice is not going to walk in and go, oh, okay, we're sorry. Sure. What do you guys want? You know?
You want a candy bar?
Yeah. Can you stop hacking our website?
Please?
Please? No. They're going to, you know, fight it and do what they can and try to find out who did it and, you know, go after them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, the only weapon that I think, you know, Anonymous or any hackers or hacktivists have is like the WikiLeaks model, where the stuff gets released out in the public and it's like, okay, now what, you know? I mean, obviously, like, you know, so I don't know. So that
happened.
Yeah, but
then now that we have all this information,
McDonald's.
I'm not even
sorry,
sure if
back to Vine Peak.
It's okay. I just think that, you know, like, what are we going to do? Are we going to just wait until all the information dissipates to everybody and then everybody gets really mad? Well, actually, maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe we just need to, like, keep hammering it down to people like, hey, things are screwed up right now.
In a free and open democracy? I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I'm not sure that we're a free and open democracy.
Like I said, in a hypothetically free and open democracy.
Well, we're just going to have to open things up. Got some vice grips?
Anyway, so that was in the news, and what else you got?
I don't know. You just seem like...
What are you listening? What do we got playing back
here? We have Kid Clayton's band.
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is much better.
I am probably going to get sued for playing this.
Don't say that.
I mean, I'm not going to get sued for playing this. Actually, this band is really interesting because they played at the Folklife Festival that I was supposed to live stream. This is before I knew how to live stream.
Oh.
And guess who failed? Miserably.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they also didn't pay me.
Right.
And I had to work a part-time job at a sandwich place.
Was that?
Oh, this was in 2006.
No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago, in the live streaming days. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was, so I tried to get Darwin's streaming server to work, and that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I learned.
So
how are you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling jazzy.
I like how I've just kind of gone from...
That's fine.
From punk to twee to...
I know.
Whatever.
I have a question.
Okay.
I want to lighten this up. So we've covered the news, mm-hmm. right? We got the Anonymous thing. Oh, I did have something else to play, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I've got to remember that I've got one or two more things to play here. But... I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
This is hard-hitting questions.
All right. Hard-hitting questions.
For
I'm
you.
Ready.
Okay.
Right.
Welcome to Doc Normal Has a Question with Robin Felice.
Brought to you by sanitary napkins.
And Rainier Beer.
Is it called Rainier?
Rainier?
I don't know.
Why doesn't Jay drink Pabst? Jay, why don't you drink Pabst? That's my first question. Oh, he's local.
He's a local
good
guy.
Answer. Good answer.
That is...
There you go. Oh, they're both made in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think other than microbrews, most of that stuff is made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin these days. So.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah, that's right, because, once upon...
Yep.
Oh, geez. Yeah, once upon a time, Brian, our old guy.
DJ Highway 7, off mic, telling us about why he drinks Rainier over Pabst.
Because he's a good man like that. Oh, there's Olympia in there.
Oh, Olympia, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so wait, is Olympia also owned by InBev?
Oh, no, no, he's got the Olympia, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's also...
Okay.
So the,
I thought it was Rainier. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sometimes I get those two confused.
It doesn't matter. InBev, man, owns everything.
Yeah, InBev owns everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so to my question.
All right.
That wasn't it.
can you name all two beer owners?
This is Killing Time Monday. That's what we should have called the show. We should have called Killing Time Monday. You and me on a porch.
Shooting like, the breeze.
Yeah, in rocking chairs going, yep. Yep.
Did you hear about them anonymous?
Yep.
Yep.
How about that vine? Yep.
Yep.
That's about all the content.
Nope.
All the content we've got. So here's my question. Hard-hitting question.
All right.
Let me put this into context.
Okay.
I have questions about terminology. I was thinking about this like over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a term, and I need to understand what this term means.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to confuse the issue by going off, so I'm going to say in a heterosexual context, okay? And I'm only doing that just to set the context. There's a term called girlfriend.
Right.
And if it's used with a guy, it means something very specific.
Yes.
It means lover.
Yes.
Right? If a girl...
Well, exclusive lover or just lover?
Just lover.
Okay.
It's usually more than just a friend who's a girl.
Right.
Okay? If a woman uses girlfriend, like, oh, I'm going to go out and party with my girlfriends...
That confuses me. Let's give that age bracket. Oh, sorry. Did I jump ahead?
Again. Okay. Let's put this around kind of a
context.
A context, okay?
Context.
We can go way...
Yeah, because you're already confusing me.
Usually, if it's like, hey, I'm going to go out and party with girlfriends, that means...
The woman is 40-something.
You're casual friends.
No, that's an older woman who's talking about her friends.
All right, well, it gets more complicated because the real question is even more complicated.
Okay.
So, and usually guys don't say guy friends. Women sometimes say, I'm going out with my guy friends, which usually means my non-lover friends again. Okay. So you got girlfriend, boyfriend. If a woman says, I'm going to go hang out with my boyfriend, what does that mean? That means in the tradition, you know, that old sense, it means lover. I'm going to go out with a lover.
Okay.
Right? So here's just the real question. What's a lady friend? What is a lady friend?
A lover?
Is it?
It's like a friend. It's like a nice way of saying friends with benefits.
Is it?
I thought that's what it was.
Like what?
I could be wrong, but
like that's totally different from girlfriend, right?
Well, girlfriend.
It's kind of like you get your girlfriend, but then it's like, oh, I'm hanging out with my lady friend. What does that mean? Like if a guy says that?
Well, okay, so
I don't think women say that. Use that term at all?
He's hanging out with his friends. I mean, they could be a mixed gender group. I don't know.
No. I'm not.
Right. But lady friends just makes me think.
I'm trying to make this simple.
Is that your friend with benefits? But she's older, so.
Where's this age thing come in?
I'm just saying that there's a certain cutoff. Okay, the reason I bring up the age thing is.
You might be right.
So if the woman is in her like mid-30s and below and they say girlfriend, it means that's the woman that they do it with.
Right.
Right. But if it's in their 40s, then it's
usually...
do
it. They could be necking.
No, maybe
something.
They're doing it.
Necking. when have you heard that term in a while?
Well, yeah, but I mean, now we're just assuming, like, what
I heard
is
that
it?
In an Elvis song
and,
once.
And it could be vague, the thing that you're doing. So they're having intimate relations with each other, as my history teacher would
say. Like I said, I didn't want to complicate it. But so you think lady friend means...
Is time bound,
but it's an intimate relationship.
I assume that there is an intimate relationship. It could be your ex girlfriend that you're now friends with.
Okay, but it's different from girlfriend, right?
Lady friend. I would assume so.
Which is silly because it's both. I mean, because
it's like a lady friend.
Girl means young female, and lady means.
Girl also is...
I don't know what... who knows?
A lady is a...
A female of status? I don't know.
Yeah?
It's all mixed up.
No, it's not that mixed up. It's just... Right. It's hard to catalog, I think, as language
So if somebody says
so
lady
quickly.
Friend, it means they're intimate
now,
with
we could
that
we,
friend.
That's what I'm assuming, although we can always ask Urban Dictionary or the good people at Language Log.
Nah. Because
they're... Oh, fine.
I asked you.
Oh. Well, I'm not a connoisseur.
It's a definitive answer.
Oh, well, that's... Okay, so I'm going to be definitive.
And that's all I got.
It's okay. Are you really going to let these people go in the middle of shoegaze?
Of what?
This is, we're listening to shoegaze.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was watching Vine. No, thanks. Thanks for clarifying that and being succinct. And
you're welcome. Don't worry. Next time we'll talk all about it. And we'll also talk about OK Cupid on the next episode.
I remember I'd have these old, crazy, single farm uncle. Guys, they were farmers. They were farmers.
Right. And back when we had farmers.
Back when we had farmers. And they were cattlemen, farmers. And there were a few people in my family that actually...
Farmed?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not a dirty word.
No, it's a wonderful thing.
Let's say it together. You had family that farmed.
Right.
You had farmer family.
And they would have lady friends.
Oh, God. And so that's a totally different context, because that means that they have friends that are women.
No. Meaning they would have a... It's like, well, this is my lady friend.
Yeah. That's like
that's
a
how
companion
they'd introduce,
type of...
Yeah.
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 So now you put it in a different context, which
but
now
ever,
makes more
ever
sense.
Ever since I was a kid, I'd be like, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean that's like, you know, like you said, I mean, is that... Is it... Are you intimate with that person? Is this... Do you guys... play cards together?
It could be.
Sit on the porch.
It could be. Maybe they're just emotionally intimate.
What about an anonymous? Yep. How about Vine? Oh, calligraphy.
Caligula.
Caligula calligraphy.
Now
yes.
On Vine Peak.
That's a J.J. Abrams' sequel to Caligula. Oh, you haven't heard? He's going to direct the sequel to Caligula, too.
What?
No. I think we've beaten the J.J. Abrams jokes.
I don't even know who J.J. Abrams is, okay? I'm going to be honest.
I'm sure you've seen something he's directed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, name a movie.
Star Trek?
No.
Super 8?
No.
I watched that recently. It's on Netflix. Something I can't remember.
No.
And he was like the guy who did the Lost TV show, which I never watched Lost.
No.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know. It's not important.
I'm just unfamiliar with these moving picture things you keep talking about.
He's a nobody.
Okay.
You
seem like a nobody.
All right. Why don't we listen to some music and get wrapped up here. It's been an interesting little...
We did our best.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. We're just here. We're having fun. And,
we have fun?
Yes. And, Facing the Music is going to be up next.
Playing it's going to be awesome.
Awesome jams on the turntable.
I envy the turntabling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start collecting records now.
You were. You did something last week.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, I am ready to go, but I only have two EPs.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll get more.
I don't know. I'm thinking about getting the Alex and the Ramps on EP or LP.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Vine. Yep.
Nope. I feel like we should have a clip of, you know, from... Okay, so have you seen Sesame Street?
Yes.
Okay, you know the little monsters that come? They have like the long legs and they look kind of like spaghetti.
What?
And they have the little eyeballs, and they go, yeep, 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 yeep,
oh,
yeep,
yeah,
yeep,
yeah.
Yeep, uh-huh, uh-huh. And that's what I think of.
We need to do more impressions of Sesame Street characters.
Nope, 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 nope.
But not today. That'll be next week. Anyway, we'll be back to say goodbye. We hope you're having a good Monday. Enjoy.